Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, located in North Idaho, and here's where we talk with people that are doing things around the network, working with struggling teens, young adults, and things like that. It is December 5th, and I have on the phone Kim Malenarek of Alchemy Adventures. She's the founder of Alchemy Adventures, and is going to talk about a trip coming up in May, a women's trip to Tuscany, which is one of the regions of Italy. Well, good morning, Kim. Glad to have you here.
Good morning, Lon. I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's talk about Alchemy Adventures. Just what is it and what are you trying to do? It's been around, what, about 2 years, you say?
Yes, 2 years. You know, Alchemy Adventures was born from myself and my partner, Eric Fulgenzi, having a lot of personal travel experiences that were truly life-changing. I still struggle to find words sometimes for what happened in those travels, but they were really transformative. And that was kind of the catalyst for our vision of creating a company that would take people abroad for those same experiences. So at Alchemy Adventures, we focus on immersing ourselves in the culture. It's such a powerful experience to be able to be around people that live life differently and see the world differently. And it's such a meaningful way to get outside of boxes that sometimes we don't even know we have and see things differently. And we also, of course, like to focus on the adventure part of the trip, being able to leave roles and responsibilities aside and have an adventure where there's lots of unknowns and there's a lot of spontaneity and you don't know what's going to happen next because you're in a new place and things are unfamiliar, almost inevitably leads to a synchronicity that happens where you run into the right people at the right time that lead you to the places you didn't even know you wanted to go, but it ends up being your favorite place on the trip, or answers questions that you'd been asking yourself all morning that they don't even know they had the answers to. And so there just seems to be this synchronicity that can be so powerful when you just let yourself be in the flow of the unknown. And what we find is that those two facets almost lead people to be on a spiritual quest. It's a chance for people to tap into those deeper parts of themselves that maybe they didn't even realize were stirring, and be able to listen to what are the things that their soul's feeling called to do. And inevitably, it's easy to get inspired when you're traveling abroad. And so using that spark of inspiration and that passion to look at what's the next most meaningful thing I want to do in my life based on these new ways of looking at the world that I've just experienced. And so that's our mission at Alchemy Adventures, is to guide people through those components so that it's truly a transformative, meaningful travel experience. I know very few people that come back from an abroad experience that don't feel like it has changed them in some really powerful ways. And so it's pretty fun work to do, Lon.
Well, yeah, imagine it. I imagine it would be. It sounds exciting. An adventure in all levels, it sounds like. Now, you got
yes.
a trip coming up. You just announced on a women's group, no more than 10, and going to Tuscany, a region of Italy. So could you tell a little bit more about that?
Yes. So our women's trip to Tuscany is next May, the 23rd through the 30th, and we're so excited about this trip. We have room for 10 women, and Italy is one of the most magical countries there is, and that's truly the best word I can think of to describe Italy as magical. They have a way of being in the world that's a much slower pace than the way that we live here in the United States. They really focus on family and food and connectedness and just being together. Their pace is a lot slower, and they really, really focus on the things that are meaningful in life. And so to immerse ourselves in that culture for 8 days is such a wonderful experience because it slows everything down, and it's truly a culture that celebrates. And so
why don't you talk about the specifics, exactly what we would do? I mean, there's some trek stuff, there's visiting places, sampling food, but what does it do? And at part of sort of brings the whole of making it whole magical or a spiritual adventure?
You know, so we are going to be walking from hilltown to hilltown in Tuscany. Tuscany is known for its vineyards and rolling hillsides and fields of wildflowers and poppies, and that time of year everything's in bloom. So we'll actually be visiting five different cities, and we'll be walking four of the 8 days. We'll be walking in the mornings from hilltown to hilltown, and it's such a great way to see the countryside, is literally seeing it every step of the way. And it's also quite a metaphor for the journey that we're all on, is when you're stepping every step of that journey, it's bound to bring up some of the spiritual pieces that go along with that. And so we spend our mornings walking. When we get to the towns, we have a chance to explore each of the towns, and they're each unique. Some have hot springs and wineries and vineyards and shops and delicious food every place we go. And then as a group, we gather each day as well, in an opportunity to let us guide the group members through the meaningful part of the trip. You know, it's a very playful, fun experience, but we guide them through experiences that will help them hopefully get clarity on what's meaningful for them. You know, we did this trip this past way, and we had 10 wonderful women on the trip, and it was really interesting. We had some women that were in major life transitions because of death of loved ones or retirement, or their youngest kids were moving out of the house, and other women, it just was on their bucket list. They had always wanted to go to Italy, and they had never traveled internationally. So they were there for all kinds of reasons, but what seemed to happen is that each of them had something get stirred up inside of them that was sparked by the inspiration that they were feeling on the trip, and they were able to channel that into the next meaningful thing for them. You know, for some of them, it was a new chapter. What am I going to do with myself? Or new relationships forming. Or, you know, for some of them, it sparked a very strong desire to travel more and more. And so a big part of the experience is just the connectedness of the group and supporting each other in looking at what is that next dream that's being inspired for each group member.
I suppose there's a lot of talking, or what might be called processing, to help develop it, and I understand Colleen Russell will be going along with you, so that'll definitely be some spiritual insights come out of that. Is that what you do? Is the talking is sort of a processing?
You know, it is, but it's actually it's a very experiential processing. We use a lot of art and dance and movement and yoga, and definitely some processing as each of that, you know, as that comes up for each of us, sharing what that means for each person and how that gets channeled. And so we're so excited to have Colleen Russell joining us on the trip. She does a lot of work with women in guiding them on their soul's journey. And so that'll be a big part of the trip.
Okay, well, this is being a short interview, and we've about ran out of time. Could you tell everybody, if they were interested in learning more about it, how they could get a hold of you?
Yes, you can go to alchemyadventures.com, and all the information for the trip is on the website, or you're welcome to email me as well at kim.alchemyadventures@gmail.com.
Okay, well, this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report, and we've been talking with Kim with Alchemy Adventures about the Tuscany trip coming up next May for women. And if you're interested, contact Kim. This is Lon Woodbury, and thank you very much, Kim. Good to talk to you, and it sounds like a great trip. Really enjoy yourself.
Thank you so much, Lon.